Twin Cities Theater Chat. This podcast is created by members of the Twin Cities Theater Bloggers to share our love of theater, promote theater going, and support our theater community. Today, we are bringing you Twin Cities Theater Chat Recommends, wherein our theater bloggers tell us about some shows that they've really been enjoying and some shows that they're looking forward to. So today, we're being joined by Jill Schaefer of Cherry and Spoon, Rob Dunkelberger of The Stages of Minnesota, and Erica Scarlett of Lettered in Theater. And my name is Carol Jackson, and I write for Minnesota Theater Love. Let's start off with Jill. Jill, what are you loving this week?
Last night I saw Next to Normal at Theater Latida, and I'm still not over it. I don't think I'll ever be over it. It's a gorgeous production. I've seen this play, I think, 7 times before, and this is as good of a production as I've ever seen. If you listen to our interview with Peter Rothstein, you know that this is his final show with Latida, and it's long been on his list to direct. And as usual, he brings a clear vision and thoughtful tendencies, and he cuts right to the emotional heart of this piece that deals with mental illness, suicide, shock therapy, grief, loss. It's a really heavy musical, but it's so beautifully done. There's a six-person cast, and they're all just incredible. Aaron Capello and Matt Reilly played Diana and Dan, and just gut-wrenching performances. They did a smart thing, and they hired teenagers to play teenagers. Audrey Mojica and Sayer Keeley, you've seen on children's theater stages around town, and they're just so authentic as teenagers. We have Kyle Weiler, who gives a dynamic performance as Gabe, and he also choreographs the piece. And then rounding out the cast is Riley McNutt playing all of the doctors. Jason Hansen leads the onstage rock band. It sounds amazing. This is a tricky score. It sounds gorgeous. The design is a frame of a house in neon that changes colors. So it's just a beautiful production. And that is currently playing at the Ritz Theater. Closes, I want to say, July 16th. Rob, what have you seen that you love?
Well, first of all, I'm seeing Next to Normal this afternoon. So now I'm really pumped for it. So that's awesome. I've never seen the show. But I'm recommending Sherwood, The Adventures of Robin Hood by Ken Ludwig. It's running at Theater in the Round through July 2nd. Theater in the Round's been killing it. In fact, I told the director there that they had a perfect season, which is kind of amazing. I loved this show. I had not seen it before. It's a very funny script filled with laughs, action, romance, everything you could want. The set design by Sadie Ward is immersive. It goes up the walls. It's on the ceiling. It's out in the lobby. It's incredible. They've really pulled out the stops and upped their game this season. And I'm excited for next season because if this is their trend, it's going to be fantastic. With this show, there are two performances that really excited me. First is Jeffrey Nolan as the Sheriff of Nottingham. I saw him last February in Noises Off at Lakeshore Players. And after seeing him in two shows, I suspect he may be a comedic genius. I just hope that theaters recognize that and know how to use him in the future, because I'd like to see a lot more of him. Everything he does, every line reading, every movement is the funniest way to do that, while maintaining a character that is always consistent. He's not like, oh, this would be a funny way to read this line. It's this character would do this, which just happens to be the funniest way to do it. The other performer was Lisa Schaefer as Friar Tuck. This character narrates the story, and I've not seen her before, to the best of my knowledge, but she really drew my focus. There's something about her that makes you trust her and feel like the audience is in her hands completely, and you trust her because there's an intelligence behind the way she reads things, the way she's looking at the audience and connecting with the audience that really has you on her side from the very beginning. So I think it's a great show, really funny, good for the whole family. Basically, this is a show you can take your family to, and Theater in the Round is not that expensive. This is a moderately priced show, almost on the low end. So you can take the kids to this and have a great time.
Rob, is there a particular age child you think is suitable to bring to Sherwood?
Yeah, I said in my review that I think this is appropriate for ages 8 to 85. under eight, they're probably not going to get enough of the humor to really enjoy it. And there's maybe not enough action and silliness occupy their brains. Over 85, I'd be worried about people's hearts because they're going to be laughing so hard. So know your elderly people before you bring them.
Thank you. That's a very good tip, Rob.
Erica, what do you think everybody needs to get out and see?
I first have to echo both of the shows you recommended. I saw the first preview of Next to Normal and was absolutely blown away. It's a show that I've loved since high school and that toured, I believe, in the Ordway. And I got to see a preview and incredible. Echoing everything that Jill said, Rob, I'm excited for you to see it and give us your thoughts later on. Also, Sherwood was at the same performance. Rob and Jill were at opening night of Sherwood. My dad and I saw it 3 years ago at Yellow Tree, and he was the first person to reach out to make sure that he was my plus one for it this time around. So echoing both of those. And I had the chance to last night see opening night of Red Speedo with Walking Shadow Theater Company. The best thing about Red Speedo is that it's performed at a poolside. So you go to the Hamlin Athletic College pool, which is one of my favorite things to see site-specific theater. I think this show wouldn't play nearly as entertaining if it wasn't next to a poolside. There are certain moments of the show that the pool is incredibly pertinent to the storytelling itself. And it was so wonderful to be able to bring a friend of mine who was a swimmer growing up to experience it as well. So we had a very fun conversation as we sat poolside on those bleachers. The seats that are in the lower section do come with a backrest, which I'd recommend upgrading to those spots. If anyone's ever been to, you know, swimming competition, those things are not as super comfortable, but those backrests saved the day and they were amazing. The cast itself, I don't think I've seen most of them in anything, which is really fun to see some new faces. I have seen the role of Peter, it's played by Paul Lenave. I've seen him in a few things at Six Points Theater, and I absolutely loved his work, and he was one of the reasons why I added this show to my list to see what he does in this show. But the cast also has very strong with Logan Lang playing Ray, main person in the show, the coach John Winston Stevens, and then Amanda Forstrom is the role of Lydia. And we follow the story of, you know, a few days before the Olympic trials, the role of Ray determining whether or not he was taking performance enhancing drugs, what that means for his career, all the different players, you know, in his role in his life and kind of the tricky parts of that. It is very entertaining, very funny, with a lot of, you know, family dynamics, how money plays into things, relationship. There's so many, you know, elements and layers to their story being told, and, you know, very funny. You know, forewarning, there's a little bit of a splash zone, so take note of where you sit, but it is so great. And it was so fun to be able to get out somewhere new to see a show, you know, see a new show in a new space and share that with a friend of mine. That runs until July 1st. So I've got a couple more weeks here to go out and see it.
Erica, I have a question. I'm toying with getting this on my schedule. I was worried about noise in a pool area. Can you hear the performers well enough? And is it humid in there? What should I wear if I go to be comfortable?
Yeah, it was really nice. Walking Shadow sent out a nice before you go email and kind of gave you a reminder. This isn't a pool setting, so, you know, maybe adjust what you wear. I thought it was just fine. I was expecting that, you know, the pool, you like get hit by that wave of humidity, and it didn't have that. I was fine for the duration of the show. It's about 80 minutes long, and they don't open the house until about 15 minutes before the show. So you really, they limit how much time you're in that space. So I was, you know, fine with the heat of it. You don't need to dress up for the seat or dress something comfortable, but it wasn't, you know, hot or sweaty for us. And I could hear everything just fine. I think obviously they're using the echo to their advantage. They've talked that through, but I didn't have any issues hearing from where I was. Again, I was in the second row on the main floor. So I don't know how it was in the upper section, but I was just fine where I was sitting to hear everything and comfortable to sit through the whole thing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are some of the shows that our bloggers have been seeing and recommend, but we're going to turn now to some shows that have not opened yet, but that our bloggers are particularly looking forward to. Erica, will you start us out?
Yes, I am coming into the run a couple weeks late into this one, but I am looking forward to the Courtroom at Jungle Theater. They have been performing for a few weeks over at Hamlin as well, doing site-specific, more of an immersive experience in a courtroom there, but those ones are all sold out. And I'll be seeing the performance at the Jungle, which I'm excited to see how they do it there. I'll be in one of the seats on the stage, which I'm very excited about. I don't know what that means, and I'm game for that. see The Courtroom is going to run until July 2nd. So also a few weeks to go out and see that one, but very excited to see that. I have been waiting to read everyone else's reviews and thoughts of it until after I see it. And it's been really hard to wait this long to see it. So looking forward to The Courtroom running at the Jungle till July 2nd.
Rob, how about you? What are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, first of all, Erica, I think you're going to love The Courtroom. Jill, Carol, and I all saw it together, and we saw it at Hamlin, and it was one of those great site-specific theater events. So, but I think the show is going to translate well to the Jungle as well. I am looking forward to a company I've not seen before. Again, that's always exciting for me to experience a new theater company, because you might discover a favorite. In this case, it's Jack Donkey Productions, and the show is The Assassination of the Archduke of Austria-Hungary, Franz Ferdinand. It's billed as a comedic tragedy. It's written by Joey Hamburger. It's playing at Bryant Lake Bowl for 5 performances only. I'll be there opening night Wednesday the 14th, and we'll try and get a review up that night so people have a chance to hear if it's something they should get tickets for.
Sounds great. Jill, how about you?
First of all, Rob, I saw that show several years ago. Chic Theater did it, and it's just zany fun and also some historical content. So I think you'll really enjoy that. The other show that I'm looking forward to is the Guthrie Theater's production of Into the Woods. Their last Sondheim show was Sunday in the Park with George in 2017, and it was absolutely stunning and made me fall in love with that show in a way I hadn't been before. Into the Woods is obviously a more frequently done show. I'm more familiar with it. I've seen it several times, but I'm really looking forward to their take on it. The cool thing about that show is it's directed by Sarna Lapine, who is the niece of the original director and frequent Sondheim collaborator, James Lapine. And it's a mostly local cast. There's a few national theater people brought in, but you'll see a lot of familiar faces in that show. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that runs at the Guthrie June 17th through August 13th.
Okay. And I have a show that I'm looking forward to this week, and that is School of Rock, which is going to be performed at Open Door Community Theater. They perform out at Park High School in Cottage Grove, and Open Door is a relatively new all-volunteer community theater, and a cool thing that they do is they donate a portion of the proceeds of their shows to a charity. And this time around, they are going to be donating some of their proceeds to Hopewell Music Cooperative in North Minneapolis. And that organization's mission is to improve access to music education in North Minneapolis through affordable, inclusive, and engaging music programs. School of Rock is, of course, based on the movie starring Jack Black. And it's about this like rocker who sneaks into a substitute teaching gig and teaches a bunch of kids how to rock out. And the musical has the music from the movie, but it also has like 13 new songs by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which always seems sort of weird. It doesn't sound like Andrew Lloyd Webber to me, but it's super fun. Another thing just to keep in mind with the School of Rock is they are doing a sensory friendly performance on June 24th at 2 p.m. And there are discounted tickets available for that. And they're going to have lights half up, reduced sound, the ability to move freely around the theater, and the ability to bring whatever fidgets and manipulatives and comfort objects that you want. So I'm just always happy to see theaters providing this service, and particularly community theaters doing that. Just to recap, that is School of Rock playing June 16th through the 17th, and then June 23rd through the 25th at Open Door Community Theater playing at Park High School in Cottage Grove. Thank you for joining us on Twin Cities Theater Chat today. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. Rate us, review us, spread the word. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram to read our review roundups and find out what we're up to. And go see a show.